So once the family has left the abusive situation and they've had some help through a refuge or an agency, that agency will help them find a new home, whether it's a private rental or public housing. But of course, a lot of these people leave with nothing. So it would be really hard for them to walk into a new home and have no furniture, nowhere to sleep, nothing to eat on, nothing to sit on, no TV for the kids. So Friends with Dignity goes into the home before they move in, and we furnish the entire place down to new toothbrushes, to, cutlery, pots and pans, and a fridge, a washing machine, all the furniture that they need.
And that's how you kind of make them feel like a home for these victims, because as you say, it'd just be the bare bones when they first move in.
Exactly. If they have some items, it's usually, as you said, the bare bones. They might have a mattress, maybe a TV, a few kitchen items, and maybe some toiletries. And that's really about it, because in refuge, there's nowhere to store furniture. So even if they could get it out of their home, then they have to pay for storage. And, finances are often a big issue when you leave a relationship.
And Vicky, all of this comes from donations from the community, right down to the toothbrushes. There's 800 homes that you've, well, sanctuaries that you've transformed now. So is that all coming from the goodness of the community?
Absolutely. We have some amazing donors across the country who they will have something that they're getting a new bed or a new couch, and their old one is still in great condition, and they offer it to us. If we've got the space, we accept it, and then that can go into a home for a new family. People do drives at their workplace, so they might do a laundry drive, they'll have baskets full of washing powder and cleaning products, or a bathroom drive, so all the soaps and toothbrushes and toothpaste and shampoos and conditioners. We really need anything that's sort of basically needed in a home.
Vicky, you don't often, for obvious reasons, get to meet the clients who end up in the sanctuaries, but on one occasion, I'm told that you did get to meet one of the women. What did she tell you about how the sanctuary has helped her?
We didn't get to talk a lot, unfortunately, but she just gave me the biggest hug and just kept repeating, thank you so much. It's amazing. And we know from the support workers how it helps them later, that it's just one thing they don't have to worry about anymore. It's a big thing to leave your home and move into a new place. And, it can cost, even a basic furniture can cost $5,000 to furnish even a two-bedroom unit. So that's a lot of money for someone who's left a relationship to find. And just having that one thing they don't have to worry about is just a huge load off their mind.
Yeah, and how did that make you feel, Vicky, hearing that?
Oh, I was in tears.
Yeah.
It was so beautiful. I mean, we read feedback from our clients. The support workers will send through what they said when they saw their home, but to hear it in person and have that thank you in person was just so special.
Yeah, and is that what keeps you coming back to volunteer?
Absolutely. Even just reading the feedback and hearing the things they say, and two of the things that come across all the time was, one, they didn't know how they would do it themselves, and two, that they didn't know people cared about them. And that for me is the big thing, that there are perfect strangers out there who are willing to do this work and help a family that they will never meet to start a new life and be safe. And that's really special.
It is, yeah. So this is a Gold Coast-based charity, but you've mentioned you have donors nationwide now. So obviously it's grown a lot since its inception.
Yes.
What's demand like? Are you always busy? Is it getting busier?
It's been tough in the last year or so with the rental crisis around the country. So it's very hard for these clients to find a new place to live. So it has dropped down a little bit, but this year we're starting to see more requests coming in. So it is getting busier. We do on average 2 to 3 a week across the country. In Queensland, we average about 1.5 a week. So it's a lot of work to just to do one. So any more than that. We really need more people. We need more volunteers to step up and help us out.
And is there enough housing? Obviously, we're in a housing crisis.
Yeah, it seems to be a struggle for people. You know, public housing is limited. So, and a lot of these clients can't afford private, especially with the rental prices on the Gold Coast at the moment. It's very hard for anybody, but someone who's come out of a DV relationship, it's that little bit harder. So it's very, very difficult. But they do seem to manage, you know, from time to time to get a house or even a unit for a family or for, you know, mum and one child, or sometimes dad and one child. We help men as well.
And if not, does that mean they're kind of waiting in the refuge until they can secure a place?
Yeah, I think so. They tend to have to stay a little longer than usual, which then makes it harder for the next family to find a place in refuge. So it's sort of it's an ongoing ripple effect. And it may, you know, I'm hoping it doesn't mean that people stay in the relationship longer because they just can't find somewhere to go. That would be really sad.